Life art is a great many things. Art life practices may be a way as well. What's important is that we identify our truest right-minded values and truly live them in our life, as our life. This is perhaps the number one important takeaway from the life art studies. We cannot simply use artwork to dump negative emotions and feelings into without appropriately processing them and rising to balance in our own inimitable way. We must not be taken down by the negativity of doubt, pessimism, and sarcasm in our lives. We are the truth, truly. We are the light and the goodness and the hope. To try and let doubt and negativity and pessimism infiltrate our psyches and bodies and minds is to not be rising to our highest good and fulfilling our potential. The possibilities are limitless in the realm of the real, just as in the imagination. However, we must learn to work in tandem with the laws of physics and the ethics which guide our right-minded actions and deeds. This is the fulfillment of life art at its core. This is the enactment of our true being in life as the infinite and eternal fount of the now that emerges and manifests as our lives through us as facilitators. We facilitate the truth. It is not anthropomorphized. It is something beyond all our words for it. It is something that we cannot truly fathom with our minds, but rather something which is actually not a thing that is beyond our limited understanding as corporeal beings. That said, we can live its truth even though we do not have the facility to comprehend the entirety of the mystery. Granted, it is not that there is anything that is unintelligible in life. It is just that the universe as we know it, in its specificity, is eternal and infinite, and as such is not to be ascertained by the mind alone. We have sense that radiates and gravitates out beyond the mind. Our intuition, our love. We can tap into and tune into the love of the universe in all that we do and be kind in our delivery of our gifts. We are this love. Life art is about love, and the art that we truly need is about love as well. Art is not a place to dump our frustration and sadness. Art is a place to communicate. May this meditation and all of these meditations be communications between the infinite, eternal, and our own unique individual self with the capital S as it manifests. Be well. Be you. Be free. Be love. Take care. Find a comfortable position in a quiet place where you will not be disturbed. Sitting upright in a regular chair is totally fine to do. Rest the feet on the floor and draw the shoulders down the back. Place the hands and arms resting gently on the legs in the lap. Sit up straight but relaxed. Slowly take a couple of deep breaths in through the nose and out through the mouth. A couple more like this, in through the nose and out through the mouth. On the next out breath, gently close your eyes. Return to your normal breathing, breathing in and out of the nose. We're going to start with a body scan, checking in with how the body is feeling today. With no judgment and not trying to change anything, begin at the top of the head and scan down through the entire body, noticing any sensations as you go. Is there warmth or coolness, tightness or lightness? Do not try to change anything. Simply notice as you go, scanning all the way down through the body. Take the next several moments to do this. Now we are going to focus in on our breath. We will count 1 on the in-breath and 2 on the out-breath, 3 on the in-breath and 4 on the out-breath, and so on, up to a count of 10. If you prefer, you can simply pay attention to the in and the out-breath instead of counting. Remember to breathe normally. If your attention wanders, and it will wander, simply bring your attention back to your breath once you have noticed that you have wandered. Continue to focus in on your breath. If you have wandered, simply bring your attention back to your breath and begin counting once again. Remember to focus in on your breath. And now for a few moments, simply let your thoughts do whatever they want to do. Just let your mind be free for a few moments and allow yourself to think about whatever it is you would like to think about. And now slowly become aware of your surroundings once more, noticing any sounds. In your own time, gently open your eyes.